Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Later this hour, Charlie Slows, one of the voices of Nationals baseball, will join us. Grant and Danny from Nationals Park, the site of tonight's wild card game with the Milwaukee Brewers. The eyes of Major League Baseball will be on the Nats as they try to advance to take on the Dodgers in the division series. On the line right now is Radio.com Sports MLB insider Joe Girardi. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. It's not every day we get to talk to a three-time World Series champ as a player and a guy who skippered a club to a title as well. Really appreciate a few minutes.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Exciting time in Washington, and I will be tuned in to watch that game because I know the atmosphere will be great.
You went through this in 2017.
Yeah.
You've also skippered a team all the way to the World Series. Do you manage differently or with more urgency to try to either get a lead tonight, or is it kind of, you know, just another game early on in terms of how you're doing things on the bench?
No, there's definitely more urgency, and I think the urgency comes more in your pitching staff than anywhere else, to where sometimes you'll have a shorter leash with a guy. You might use starters that you wouldn't normally use in a situation. You know, your offense is your offense, and they've been very efficient in scoring runs, and they do it in a lot of different ways. There's patience, there's power, there's speed, there's contributions up and down the lineup. So I think where you really change necessarily is how you approach your pitching staff. And it's a game seven is what it is. And you got to do whatever it takes because there is no Thursday if you don't win today. So why even worry about Thursday?
Joe, you played in so many big games as well. And then, of course, managed in a marquee environment in New York. And Grant mentioned that huge game in 2017. Knowing that it's all hands on deck, knowing that you're going to pull out all the stops to keep playing, how do you balance that with keeping everybody calm, right? Because you know, trying harder at the plate doesn't help you. Gripping the sawdust out of the bat doesn't necessarily make right. you a better hitter. How do you get guys to stay calm and within themselves, but at the same time understand that, you know, this is a winner-take-all, one and done?
You're the same guy as the manager that you've been throughout the year, and you have the same routines. And when you look at Washington, I think they're pretty well tested for a game like this. They were 19-31 and left for dead. And they found a way to respond and come back. So I actually think that experience should help them. If they were to get down early, they've been here and they've been through it. And just same routines is the most important thing. Because if you start doing things different in a sense, players feel that. Laugh, have fun, and BP, just do your thing.
One thing that will be done differently tonight, Joe Girardi's with us on Grant and Danny, is the Nats may use Steven Strasburg out of the pen. There's some talk that they could use Patrick Corbin as well. You know that one of their weaknesses all year long was their bullpen. What would you do if you were Martinez? If Scherzer goes seven, do you just go to your traditional relievers? Could you have two innings of Strasburg to close it down? In your experience, when you're using a starter who doesn't have experience out of the pen since being a freshman in college, what are some of the obstacles?
Well, I would look at the matchups and see what matchups I like. I mean, I think Hudson's thrown the ball pretty well, you know, since he got there. So I would not be afraid to use Strasburg out of the bullpen. He understands the mentality of today's game. He'll figure out how to get loose. I would not be afraid if I needed him for an inning or two innings. I would definitely use him today. Would not be afraid to do it because I know that I have Corbin that could pitch on Thursday. And if Strasburg going through an inning or two, he could pitch on Friday. And not that you're worried about that, but, hey, you got to do whatever it takes. And if Strasburg is your best option, put him out there.
Joe, let's get into this Brewers team a little bit. I think a lot of people, I think myself included, wrote them off when you lose one of the game's best players, Christian Yelich, with that unfortunate injury. Guy could still win the National League MVP. Big hole in the lineup, or so we thought, but this group then rips off an unbelievable September, the best bullpen, ERA in the National League over that stretch. How are they doing it, and what challenges do they bring tonight?
I'm not really sure how they're doing it. You know, they're getting contributions from up and down the lineup. They got contributions in their bullpen they weren't expecting. They get a left-hander who comes back who's been out, you know, 13 months with Tommy John and gives up one run in 19 innings. I mean, it's just amazing how they've done it. The one thing I will say about, you know, if you look at it on paper, I believe without Yelich in the lineup, Braun ailing, Kane ailing, Washington, I think, has a little more talent. I do. I like their lineup better. I like their starters better. But here's the thing that scares me about Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been playing this game for the last month where they use a ton of pitchers. They don't care. And when you only have to build the roster with one starter pitching, you can have as many relievers as you want. And I think they'll mix and match as much as they can. Woodruff is probably on about a 45 or 50 pitch count, and they will mix and match. And that's what makes them really dangerous in this game. And I think it makes Tampa dangerous because this is the game they play a good portion of their season.
It's well said by Joe Girardi, who is 200 games over 500 as the manager of the Yankees, 988 career victories as a skipper and a World Series champion on the bench in Major League Baseball. Joe, the Nats lineup is carried by Anthony Rendon, who's an MVP candidate, and maybe the best-kept secret on a national level in the sport is Juan Soto, who at 20 years old is utterly incredible, and maybe that ends tonight as far as him not getting the attention he deserves. But what do you like about this team? You remember when you were managing against the Nationals, the book was always that, you know, on those big stages, maybe they didn't grind enough, they weren't gritty enough. This clubhouse has changed. They're very veteran-laden, and they seem to rise to the occasion better than they did in the past.
Oh, I think this team is well-equipped to handle this. They have speed. They have power. They have patience. They have guys that grind out at-bats that are pests, which I really like. I think of Adam Eaton. He is Kevin Long. Is what he is. I worked with Kevin for many years. He's got that personality, that feistiness to be just a pain in the butt. I love what Trey Turner does at the top of the lineup. I think this is a balanced team. You know, if there's one question mark about this team is how well their bullpen will do in the playoffs. But this team is dangerous to me, and I like their lineup. I love what Trey Turner has done at the top of the order since he's come back. I love the contributions that they've gotten from Cabrera and Howie Kendrick. I really like this team. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if they made it all the way to the World Series, and I wouldn't be surprised if they lost it tonight because it's just a one-game playoff, and I believe that Milwaukee's somewhat equipped to play this type of game.
Yeah, that's what scares the heck out of you. We spent 6 months figuring out who the best is, and then one night can kind of undo that. Joe Girardi with us here on Grant and Danny. You mentioned, we're talking to Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto here. They've taken their walks here down the stretch, but they're a combined 8 for their last 78 at the plate, Joe, entering play today. Good series over the weekend for both those guys, but still relatively cool, kind of carried by Turner and some of the other guys in that lineup. Again, as the manager, you're not changing your lineup. You're not taking those guys out or anything, but sort of your thoughts there on trying to get those guys going, and it's such a small sample here tonight. Is there anything you try to do differently?
Yeah, you know what? How I look at that, they're due to get hot. Mm. That's how I look at it. If they've been down for a little while, they're due to get hot, and that would not scare me one bit. Now, if they were both injured and coming off injuries, I'd be worried. But I wouldn't make too much of that. I think they got a day off. They got a chance to rest their mind on Sunday. And a Monday, in a sense, and they'll be ready to go and extremely dangerous tonight.
You mentioned you wouldn't be surprised if the Nats got to the World Series. You know, the Dodgers are next. There was a time, and certainly when you were managing, it's changed a lot even in the last two or three years. You had starting pitching. Everyone said you can make your run. So you got Scherzer, you got Strauss, you got Corbin. We're good to go. Now 50% of playoff innings go to the bullpen. I have a hard time believing that at some point this group doesn't get exposed. It might not be tonight. But what would allow them to get through, and how could they mask that deficiency matching up inning for inning throughout October?
Well, I would ask you, have you seen good runs by Hudson?
Yes.
Have you seen good runs by Doolittle? Yes.
Yep.
Have you seen, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. So they get hot at the right time, basically.
They're fine, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you have to use a Max or a Stausberg out of the bullpen one night a little bit to help out. But if they get on a run, which they've done in the past, you feel like, hey, why not us?
Joe, give me a prediction for tonight. You may not want to deliver the score, I get that, but how is the flow of this game going to go?
I'm going to lean towards Washington. Max has not pitched well in the month of September, really since he's come back. He's been a little bit more prone to the long ball. But I like Max Scherzer in this game. This is what he was brought in to do. This is what he's paid to do. And I like that you have a well-rested Strasburg waiting in the wings. So I like the pitching that they're going to run out there. And I like their offense a little bit better than Milwaukee's. And I would give them the edge.
Joe Girardi on Grant and Danny. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, I don't know if you're interested in getting back into managing. I don't know if that's something that you'd want to do, but it seems to me like the trend is a lot of guys who haven't managed, maybe younger guys, I don't know if they're cheaper or why it is, Joe, you could tell me, but guys like you or Buck Showalter that have been around, that have a great resume, it just seems like they're not getting the jobs anymore. A, do you think I'm on to something? B, is that the case, and would you want to manage again?
Well, I think that's the way it looks right now. Could things change? I think it's possible. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but yes, I am interested in managing again, and we'll just wait to see what happens.
Well, I hope we get to see you back on a bench because you're very good at it. And we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, good luck to your Nationals.
Yeah, they'll need it. They got to get one of these elimination games at home. Joe Girardi on Grant and Danny. That was our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Big thanks to Girardi for stopping by. Good way to kick off the final hour of the show. Charlie Slow's coming up in just a bit. We're at Nats Park. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Nats. Here's the question for you. Let's get some calls going. Let's get some Nats fans involved. What do you expect tonight? What are you anticipating? Who do you think plays hero? 800-636-1067 is the number. How do you think tonight plays out? How's tonight going to play out? That's the question for you. Charlie Slows coming up in just a bit. Bottom of the hour at 1:30. Hopefully you heard Davey Martinez and Paul Menhart today. You're going to hear from Hunter Strickland before we get out of here at 1:45 on Grant and Danny. He's an important part of this playoff roster in the bullpen. Maybe needed tonight. Everyone keeps saying, by the way, well, they're not going to have to use Tanner Rainey or they're not going to use any of these relievers.
Barry
Sirulewa pointed out, it's only going to be these starters that go. What if you need to finish off an inning? You know, what if Scherzer gets in trouble and for whatever reason, I think you probably let him finish the inning, but you want to go get a reliever who might be able to miss bats, or maybe it's Strasburg who gets in the jam. You might need Fernando Rodney tonight. I hope you don't.
I pray that I do not see him.
My knees will be shaking and I'll be weak and I'll be petrified like the rest of you, but the idea that they're just definitely not going to need a reliever, that's more best case scenario than the way this thing would play out if you play this game 100 times. How do you see tonight going?
I think it's going to be a nail-biter. I think it's going to be a low-scoring nail-biter. Despite the proficiency of both these offenses, I think it's you won't have too many base runners. Innings will go fairly quickly, even though pitch counts will be driven up. I don't think you'll see a lot of traffic on the base paths. I think the Nationals will struggle against this kind of Johnny Holstaff thing. It's going to be Woodruff. It's going to be Lyles. It's going to be everybody in between.
You made a really good point earlier, too. The Nats are really good second, third time through the order after they've seen someone.
Yeah.
They're not going to see anybody twice tonight, probably.
No, I mean, they're going to use all these. Their plan is to try to probably get the ball to Hader maybe in the seventh inning, that early. They might have him go two or three innings in this one. But there are guys like Alex Claudio, left-handed specialist, Junior Guerra, who's given them fits before with his some of the off-speed stuff and the way he pitches. But Lyles has been incredible since coming over for this group. Drew Pomeranz is another guy, converted starter, comes out of the bullpen now. That's their strength. Their September bullpen ERA is in the low threes, almost three runs less than what the National September bullpen ERA is, despite the last couple weeks where the Nats bullpen has thrown well. This, to me, sets up for a tough matchup for the Nats pitching-wise. Now, over a five- or seven-game series, I don't think you can win that way. I don't think you can win doing nothing
right.
But that. But in a one game, as kind of Joe Girardi alluded to, I think runs are going to be tough to come by. It's going to be up to somebody, maybe a bloop and a blast. You know, somebody pop one here.
Big swing, yeah.
For me, it's the homer for Max Scherzer. That's what I'm worried about. Not guys putting innings together. I don't necessarily see that happening. But that's kind of the bugaboo. That's the thing I'm worried about here from his late season starts.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have like eight hits in
me
four
either.
And two-thirds.
Me neither.
But I could see him giving up a couple homers. You hope they're solo. for the Nats, I think they need a crooked number inning early. Yep. You know, maybe it's a two spot in the first or before Woodruff settles in. Maybe you get to him in the second or the third, and you get that early 1-2 lead, something like that. And Max can play keep away, and you try to add to it. But I, too, think it'll be close. I'm expecting something from Juan Soto tonight. I think he's different. I think he has never really seemed nervous or like the stage was too big. This is a team that over the years has got real tight and hasn't hit and scored sometimes in these games. And this makeup is different. I also love the bench. I like some of the pinch hitting opportunities
Me
tonight.
Too.
Ryan Zimmerman, even Yan Gomes, but Brian Dozier and Matt Adams.
They got guys that are good at it too, is
yes,
the other part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to give you professional at bats and not chase pitches and really make a reliever come to them. So I give them a chance in a pinch hitting spot to come up with a big swing tonight. If need be. Let's go to the phones. Dan's in Winchester, wants to hop aboard on 106.7 The Nats. Dan, you coming to the game tonight by chance?
I wish. I wish I was.
You'll be here in spirit.
I thought about it. I have to work early tomorrow, but now I'm wishing I would have got the ticket. At any rate, go Nats. And win or lose, I love this team. They have never quit. And unlike some franchises here in Washington, these guys have given us competitive baseball for years, and it's been fun. And I'd like to thank Mike Rizzo and the Learners just for making that a possibility. That's not possible in every city. Some teams don't try to win, and we do. So we're going to get to see a great baseball game tonight. So that's what
yeah,
I got.
Well
say.
Said. Appreciate the call, Ryan Zimmerman. In a story that I wrote about Davey Martinez, it's in the Athletic right now. Had a great quote where he basically said, "We're lucky because if we just do our job, for the most part, if we stay healthy." And we do our job, we're going to win 92 to 95 games every year.
Yeah.
Said Rizzo spends the money and builds the teams, and the Learners give him the checkbook. So a lot of teams don't do that. And it's very well said. I mean, for the most part, it's not a turnkey operation as we saw last year, and it takes a lot of managing personalities from Davey Martinez like we saw this year. But from a talent standpoint, this team's got a shot almost every single season.
And this window has stayed open for almost a decade. That's very rare.
Alex in Wheaton, you are on 106.7 The Nats.
Hey, guys. You know, there's a pitcher on this team who you could argue over at least the past month has been one of the top guys out of all the pitchers, either in the rotation or in the bullpen, whose name doesn't get mentioned in any conversations, just not just tonight, but going forward to the next series and beyond, which is Anibal Sanchez.
That's
I want you guys to tell me how he's going to make a contribution as we go forward, if we go forward.
Well, he's going to pitch. He's going to start if they get a series. Appreciate the phone call. Look, you can't go down with him throwing over the stuff of a Scherzer or a Strasburg or even a Corbin, right? You pay those guys 210, 175, and 140 in terms of hundreds of millions of dollars for a reason. However, Sanchez has been marvelous, and in a playoff setting, if you throw him in between the velocities of a Scherzer and a Strasburg, it could really be effective. He's got no margin for error. He's got to be perfect and pinpoint with his control, which is throwing strikes, and command, which is dotting the glove within the strike zone. And he has been for much of the second half of the year. But he will start. If they get to a division series, certainly a league championship series, you know, he'll have a chance to pitch. And if he's not starting for whatever reason in any stretch, he'd be available for an inning or two out of the pen, and I think they would use him.
I think so. I mean, listen, not your traditional bullpen guy. Not going to blow you away with 100 miles an hour or a nasty slider, but it's the mix. It's the taking advantage of impatience of hitters, right? He will absolutely have a role, especially if they're fortunate enough to win this game and get into the next round. He'll probably get a start, as you alluded to, and you know, if everything rolls in the right direction, they somehow beat the Dodgers, he's got to start in the league championship series as well.
Mike is in Philly, home of a Phillies team that is home for the holidays. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Pretty good. Driving down to the game right now.
Awesome.
Pretty excited for it. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, I wouldn't miss it. No, I think it's going to – I'm nervous. I'm like Danny, like, when it comes to these type of games, the Nationals, the track record just isn't there. But they've broken a lot of the curses, like the curse of the bad April. And I'm glad that's finally been broken for the post-Nationals era teams. And I think it's going to come. I think you're right that I think Scherzer, even if he has a not so great team, remember when we used to rank Scherzers, like how many Scherzers?
Oh, you know,
even though
it's
worse, he'll be like, yeah, how many maxes? And like tonight, we definitely won like a 9 or 10. But
right.
You know, even if we have
like
a
that,
seven
yeah.
or yeah, even if we have a 7 or a 6, I still think it's going to come down to guys off the bench or guys like Howie Kendrick. That you know, the like the kind of like. I don't want to call them unsung because they're well sung by this point this season, but they're the ones that have been the ones sealing the deal for us in a lot of these cases. So I think it's going to come down to the supporting actors today.
Yeah, I think that that's well said. You need your character actors. Kevin Bacon, who we had on the show recently.
That's right.
Paul Giamatti, not necessarily your Denzel Washington. So I'd be okay with Denzel Rendon or Daniel Day Soto.
I'd be into that.
Going
place.
About 13 rows deep with a long ball at some point
okay.
tonight.
All right.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Charlie Slows is the other half of the Nats radio crew. We talked to Dave Jagler earlier today. Slows next on 106.7 The Nats. We're at Nationals Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You'll hear from Hunter Strickland next segment before we get off the air. 106.7 The Nats is how the station's been rebranded today. And why not? A wild card Tuesday. Let's get wild in the nation's capital. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Nats closed out the regular season on a season-best 8-game winning streak. They won 10 of their last 12 and 12 of their final 15 games since September 15th. During their 8-game winning streak, the bullpen pitched to a 2.03 ERA, 22 strikeouts, and a 144 opponent batting average over that time. So a lot went well in the last week and change for the Nationals. Most notably, though, their bullpen was great down the stretch.
So important. So important for them to just be adequate, right? When they went through their renaissance midseason, this group was just okay. I'm not even talking about great. They were fine. They were league average. And basically for those 2 months, them being league average was plenty. As the starting pitching continued to roll, the Nats offense was unbelievable. Late June all the way through the end of August. They were record-setting, staggering, incredible. It was every night 8 to 15 runs. It was something unbelievable that we haven't really seen before. And the starting pitching continued to be excellent. Anibal Sanchez went through his renaissance. Strasburg continued to do his business. But it was really guys like Eric Fetty, Joe Ross, Anibal Sanchez, who I just touched on. Austin Voth in spot starts kept them not only afloat but thriving. That's why this team ripped off huge stretches. Every year that they've won the division, and now you can add this 93-win season into that, Jeeps, they've had unexpected heroes kind of throughout the way. I mean, go back to guys like Tyler Moore hitting double-digit home runs for them in part-time duty. Go back to, I don't know, you could fill in the Michael A. Taylor out of nowhere for Dusty Baker hitting over 270 and basically being a 20-20 guy when he was their fourth option in center field to start the season. It's always happened, and it happened this year, but just in kind of ways we didn't expect.
You could see two former Nationals on the mound tonight for the Brewers. Gio Gonzalez is Washington's all-time leader in games started. Was with the team from 2012 to 2018, and Matt Albers posted a 1.62 ERA for the Nationals in 2017. He is also a big part of a Milwaukee club that this year the Nationals dropped 4 of 6 to. They went 0-for-3 getting swept in Milwaukee, took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee here in Washington, D.C. The aggregate scoring was the Brewers outscoring the Nationals 42-38 this season in the games that the two teams played. If you look at the all-time record wins and losses for the Nationals against the Brewers, 47-54 at home. They're 29-21 at Nationals Park, 22-28. And away, 2005 to present, they've really struggled with the Brewers, 33 losses, 18 wins. But they don't have to worry about that tonight because this is a one-off, and it's right here in the nation's capital. Max Scherzer gets the start. We have been told that Steven Strasburg will be available and could pitch. We've gone through the machinations of what would lead to him being on the hill. There's very little chance you see one of the back-end relievers, say Tanner Rainey or Hunter Strickland even, who's going to be on the show in a few minutes. But those guys could be used to get out of a jam or get out of an inning so that you can start a frame clean with Strasburg or with Patrick Corbin. What are you expecting from the atmosphere tonight? These elimination games, this is essentially now a game five or a game seven. They're very nerve-wracking. Nats fans have been here. They've seen nothing but losses in these games. So if the team falls behind, oftentimes the ballpark can get quiet. I worry about maybe getting off to a slow start
and
losing some of the energy, because it's not a knock on Nats fans. It's just what happens when bad things happen often.
Yeah.
And for Nationals fans in this ballpark, it would feel like deja vu. But contrarily, nobody's better at kind of front-running than D.C. sports fans when their teams are doing great. And if the Nats get off to a 2-3 run lead, this place could be electric.
So go back to the last time. Well, it wasn't the last time. It was the second to last time. But there was a game against the Dodgers years ago where Max Scherzer shut out through six innings. Okay, the Nats had a bunch of chances to score and didn't. And there was some deflations in the crowd every time that guy's on and just couldn't quite bring it home. But for Scherzer, he gets a strike and the play starts to buzz. Two strikes, everybody's up. Everybody's going nuts. People are stopping, watching, clapping, screaming, going crazy. Wasn't until the seventh inning where Jock Peterson homered to lead off the seventh after Dusty Baker left him in, go over well over 100 pitches, that everything changed. And by the end of that inning, four or five pitches later, whatever it was, the Nats were down 4-1 and the place was just completely deflated. So there's a symbiosis there. The Nats need the crowd, but the crowd needs some good things to happen. If they get a reward for getting up, I think this place will be relentless. Does that make sense? So early on, let's say in the first inning, Trey Turner doubles. Adam Eaton moves him to third. If you get a big inning, Anthony Rendon rips a double down the line. Next thing you know, the merry-go-round is going. Craig Council's got to go out to the mound. I think the Nationals fans will keep the pressure on the rest of the way. If it starts to get, you know, maybe the Brewers pop one. Maybe it's 1-0. Maybe it's 2-0. And the game starts to kind of progress. Everybody gets tighter. The fans will get tighter. Players might as well. I think you could see that kind of atmosphere that everybody, incorrectly, I think, likes to make fun of D.C. for.
It's very hot today. It's about 88 degrees right now. It's going to be closer to mid-70s for first pitch because it's a night game at 8:05. But it is supposed to be humid. And when it's humid here, the ball normally does travel. And it becomes a hitter-friendly ballpark at times. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Chris, you're on Grant and Danny. Thanks for the ring. How's it going?
Thanks, guys. I think you knew I had to call in today. Danny, I was at that game. It was one of the worst managed performances I've ever seen by a manager.
At least it came down to one more defo at the end.
Yeah, at least he double switched Zimmerman and Rendon out of the game, and that was brutal.
Please,
man,
don't get us started. Go ahead, Chris.
If Davey could just double switch Anthony Rendon out for like Adrian Sanchez or something tonight, yeah, like that would be great.
It wouldn't be the first time we've seen it. It'd be the first time in a few years, though, which would be nice.
I actually think tonight is all about surviving the first three innings. The weather is going to be warm. It's going to be toasty. The ball is going to be flying. Max needs to avoid the home run ball at all cost. If he gives up a solo shot, fine, but you can't have a three-run homer.
Agreed.
So if whoever survives the first three innings, I think, has the best chance to win the game. Ideally, of course, you'd love the Nats to get out to a big lead because, like you said, they're better front-running than they are coming from behind historically. But I think it's all about controlling the home run ball and just avoiding a crooked number in those first three frames.
It's a good call, buddy. Thank you, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great insight.
I think that's actually pretty salient, Jeeps. When people might scoff when we say, well, the Nats are better at front running historically. Do you guys remember the St. Louis Cardinals being up six runs? We're all aware of that. But I'm just thinking for this team, the way it's built, I think you take the ball out of Craig Council's hands. If you let him do his little dance here, where he's going to trot out to the mound and play matchups and be able to kind of dictate to you, I think you let him do that if you're up a couple runs. Good luck with that, man. But ultimately, if the Nationals are winning, they're in the driver's seat, and the Brewers are chasing the game, that's obviously a much better position to be in. It doesn't take rocket science.
I'm going to tell you how you can win Nats tickets in just a second. I do want to point out, though, Hunter Strickland is coming up in a few. I mentioned that you could see Gio Gonzalez or Matt Albers. I hadn't looked up the Brewers playoff roster, and I just pulled it up. Neither of them actually are on the playoff roster for Milwaukee.
Yeah, Gio, through Saturday, they said he wasn't going to throw, and they, true to their word, I guess.
Here we are. So Chase Anderson, Alex Claudio, Junior Guerra, Josh Hader, Jay Jackson, Jordan Lyles, Freddie Peralta, Drew Pomerantz, Brent Suter, and Brandon Woodruff, your starter tonight, are your pitchers for the Brewers. Meanwhile, the big bats for them are going to be, you know, they got a Sterling center fielder who's a pain in the butt who grinds ABs, Lorenzo Cain, who's got no history of having success against Max Scherzer. In the outfield, Trent Grisham, who's a young guy, hits at the top of the order, is a pain. Ben Gamel, He can absolutely drive the baseball. Ryan Braun is not what he used to be by any means, but he still comes through in big spots.
Yep.
He's been dealing with a calf injury. And then in the infield, Mike Moustakas, who's got 35 home runs, the former Royal, who's won a World Series championship, is a good player, as is their superstar young talent, Keston Hira. Hira, I really believe, will win a batting title at one point in time
before
his career is over. 19 home runs in about 84 games played this year. So some of the players are going to be taking part in today's game for the Brewers. No real surprises on their roster. Right now, we've got two tickets to tonight's game. You can only get them today right here on The Fan. 800-636-1067. Be the 10th caller, and you are coming to see the Nats play wild card play-in baseball. Next, you'll hear from Hunter Strickland, Grant and Danny from Nats Park on 106.7 The Nats. A lot of attention is going to be paid to the Nationals bullpen tonight. Will we see Strasburger Corbin? Will Davey Martinez lean on some of the relievers who pitched well down the stretch? Grant and Danny from Nats Park on 106.7 The Nats. One of those arms in the pen, Hunter Strickland. We caught up with him in the ballpark yesterday at workout day. And we asked him, having played in this game before, what the environment's going to be like and what he's expecting.
I mean, this is what we play for. You know, this is postseason baseball. Obviously, it's a one-elimination game. You know, I played in with two with San Francisco, and we came on top of both of those, so planning on doing that again.
Baseball's all about series. It's always, we got another inning, we got another game, we got another day. It's not the case with this one-off.
Right.
Being in this game, what feels different during the contest?
I mean, it's just all hands on deck, obviously. You know, it's a must-win game. You know, for us, it's just kind of just to take it as another game. Try not to let the emotions and the atmosphere get to you too much. You know, and go out there and do your job while you're called to do it.
As a guy that's a late-inning bullpen guy, right, you got the whole afternoon and the evening to kind of work up to that. It's going to be a big moment. Playing game, wild card game, whatever we call it, or a playoff game, it could be third inning for you. It could be right. Middle of the fourth. How do you stay ready and kind of get your emotions ready to rock and roll when it's time?
Right. No, absolutely. It's like I said, it's all hands on deck at any time. So, you know, just kind of watch and pay attention to the game and play it out and, you know, be ready mentally to, like I said, whenever you get your name called, you go out there and take care of business.
Has Davey or, you know, pitching coach Paul talked to you a little bit about your role, what it's going to be here, whether it's this game or throughout the postseason?
No, not really. I mean, I think it's just kind of roll with what we've been doing all year, you know, for the past 2 months that I've been here. You know, but like I said, we've got all hands on deck. There's a lot of guys down there that can do the job at any time. So just take it and run with it.
When you were traded to Washington, I'm sure part of the allure was maybe you could play in the playoffs and be in a game like this. To have gotten here, seen what this club had to accomplish and then did, being a part of this like you were, how has the experience gone?
It's remarkable. No, I mean, it's nothing but an honor to be here. You know, I was excited about this opportunity. Obviously, it's a great group of guys that have overcome a lot this season itself. You know, but at the same time, they just keep it loose in here, enjoy every win, and, you know, we plan to do that again tomorrow.
As far as prepping for the Brewers goes, will there be certain guys that you know either you have really good career numbers against or maybe like righty-righty where you say, that's someone I'll focus on? How does your prep for a game with one team in this setting change?
For me personally, I don't know my career numbers against certain players. You know, I just take it. We do our video prep and stuff like that, you know, over the whole lineup because I don't know who I'm going to face at what time. Like I said earlier, it's not my call of when the manager puts me in. My job is still to get whoever that is out. So I don't really try to focus on one specific player because I might not face them.
Hunter Strickland with us here. You mentioned physically at this time of the year, a lot of guys have been through that ringer. You missed a lot of time and are kind of still at a different stage maybe in terms of, you know, coming back from that injury. How are you feeling now physically and kind of where are you in terms of feeling like Max Hunter Strickland?
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said, I missed 4 months this season, which wasn't fun at all. You know, but that's the game. That's how it goes. You know, me personally now, I feel 100% ready to go. You know, and on top of the game. And, you know, obviously this past month I've had a little bit of hiccup, you know, but that's just working things out, and it's a whole different ballgame now.
Hunter Strickland on Grant and Danny. What would you tell fans, 40,000-plus wearing red, hopefully filing into the ballpark tonight? What message do you have for him listening right now?
I'll just say make it loud. You know, I remember coming in here and playing in 2014 against this fan base, and, I mean, it was loud. Your nerves get to you as an opposing team, so just go out there and, you know, have fun, enjoy it, because we're going to do the same.
Hunter Strickland from workout day right here at Nationals Park. And to the credit of Nats fans and this fan base, the playoffs, you normally really don't have to do much coaching. this fan base brings their A game on nights like tonight. And I hope that this is a division series feel, because when the Cubs, when the Dodgers, when the Cardinals, when the Giants have been here in the past, Nationals Park has looked like what people like you and I dreamed of coming to baseball games in D.C. growing up.
That's all I ever wanted.
Have always anticipated. There aren't empty seats. Everyone is wearing red. Everybody is loud. People are standing and cheering with two strikes. It's all the stuff that you don't get in the regular season that can be frustrating. But this is the dream scenario tonight. And what has been the case in the past, Danny, is that Nats Park's been a great place to watch playoff baseball.
I always try to say this, and I don't do a good job of always keeping this in perspective. But I grew up here. I am a D.C. kid. I played as much baseball as I was allowed to play here before I was told I'm not good enough anymore, and I had to give it up. But my dream was to have a team of our own here in town. The idea that they could be good a couple times was beyond the hope, right? It was mostly, they'll win 80 games here and there, but I'll get to come out to the ballpark and maybe one day take my kid to a game and have a couple players that I identify with and that sort of that. The idea that they could have a chance to compete for a title, the idea that they could have the third most wins in baseball since 2012 behind the Yankees and the Dodgers just seemed absurd, beyond far-fetched, beyond the pale, beyond any kind of dream that I possibly could have had. These opportunities are precious. There are cities that have had baseball teams for decades that don't get this kind of run. I know they haven't had the postseason success. I've been there too, and it stinks. It's not fun. These opportunities are precious and should not be taken for granted.
Yeah, tonight is what the last 6 months have been about. And if you were like me, and I know many of you were, watching every single game, every single inning of this team in May, as my wife is going, what are you doing? They can't make the playoffs anymore. The season's over. And you didn't give up, and you kept hoping that tonight was possible. You earned it. So enjoy yourself, whether you're in the ballpark, and hopefully you are. If not, if you're at the house, get your favorite food on order, take out. Sit back, kick your feet up, and watch the Nats hopefully advance to the division series, trying to win an elimination game for the first time in team history. The most important player tonight, it goes without saying, the starting pitcher Scherzer is going to set the whole tone.
Sure.
So separate him. I'm going to go Trey Turner, top of the order. You can get something started right in the first inning, and you get the most opportunities at the plate. So I think if Turner's great tonight, the Nationals win.
Was going to be my answer as well, but I'll go with Anthony Rendon, who comes in not swinging it as well as we've seen him in the past.
Also under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit under the weather.
He has not felt well the last couple days. A little something going around the Nats clubhouse.
You know the lineup's going to turn over, and he's going to come up in a couple big spots here, whether that's early in the game or late. But a big hit from him, I think, would buoy this club.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. We thank you so much for listening. And for those of you that tuned in hoping to get your Redskins and your NFL and your all sports content, we'll be back at it tomorrow. There is a report out there that Jay Gruden and the Redskins could be going in their separate directions as of next week. We'll tackle that and much more on Dwayne Haskins. But it was only right for the Nationals today with their wild card game tonight to paint this show red, and hopefully enjoyed and listened. If you missed any part of today's show, including our interview with Davey Martinez, Paul Menhart, Hunter Strickland, Dave Jagler, or Joe Girardi, you can grab the podcast as you get amped up for the game tonight at thefandc.com and grantanddanny.com/audio. Chad Dukes versus the world is next.
Our watch has ended.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.